For the Brave Young Students in Soweto by Jane Cortez. Soweto, when I hear your name, I think about you like the Fifth Ward in Houston, Texas. One roof of crushed oil drums on the other, two black hunters in buckets of blood, walking into the fire of Sharpeville, into the sweat and stink of gold mines, into your children's eyes suffering from malnutrition, while pellets of uranium are loaded onto boats, headed for France, for Israel, for Japan, away from the river so full of skulls, and Robben Island so swollen with warriors, and the townships that used to overflow with such apathy and dreams. And I think about the old Mau Mau grieving in beer halls, and the corrupt black leaders singing into police whistles. And I think about the assembly line of dead Hottentots and the jugular veins of Allende, and once again how the coffin is divided into dry ink, how the factory moves like a white cane, like a volley of bullets in the head of Lumumba, and death is a death life held together by shacks, by widows who cry with their nipples pulled out, by men who shake with electrodes on the tongue. And Soweto, when I hear your name and look at you on the reservation, a Hopta in the humid wrinkles of Shreve Point, Louisiana, walking down Fannin Street into the bottom hole in the wall of endurance, I smell the odour of our lives together made of tar paper, the memories opening like stomachs in sawmills, the faces growing old in cigarette burns. And I think about the sacrifices made in Cape Town, the sisters being mauled by police dogs, while the Minister of Justice rides the tall ship of torture down the Hudson River in New York, while vigilantes under Zulu masks strike through the heartland like robots in military boots with hatchets made of apartheid lips. And Soweto, when I look at this ugliness and see once again how we're divided and forced into fighting each other over a funky job in the sewers of Johannesburg, divided into labour camps, fighting over damaged meat and stale bread in Harlem, divided into factions fighting to keep from fighting the ferocious men who were shooting into the heads of our small children. When I look at this ugliness and think about the Native Americans pushed into the famine of tribal reserves, think about the concentration camps full of sad Palestinians and the slave quarters still existing in Miami, the diamond factory still operating in Amsterdam in Belgium, the gold market still functioning on Wall Street, and the scar tissues around our necks swelling with tumours of dead leaves, our bodies exploding like whiskey bottles, and the land shrinks into the bones of ancestor bushmen. And I tell you, Soweto, when I see you stand up in the middle of all this, stand up to the exotic white racists in their armoured churches, stand up to these land stealers, infant killers, rapists and rats, to see you stand among the pangas, the stones, the war clubs, the armadillos dying along this roadside, to see you stand with the ocean, the desert, the birthright of red cliffs, to see you stand with your brave young warriors, courageous and strong-hearted, looking so confident in battle marks coated in grief and gunmetal tears, to see you stand up to this epidemic of expansion and fling passbooks into ashes, fling stones into the mouths of computers, to see you stand on the National Bank of America like monumental sculpture made of stained bullets, to see you stand empty-handed, your shoulders open to the world, each day young blood falling on the earth, to see you stand in the armed struggle next to Mozambique, Angola, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Soweto. I tell you, Soweto, when I see you standing up like this, I think about all the forces in the world confronted by the terrifying rhythms of young students, by their sacrifices, by the revelation that it won't be long now before everything in the world changes.